Boys night this weekend. You down? All right. You always have the best gifts.
Yo, dude, still on for golf tomorrow at 9? Oh, I'm at 9:30. Is that so cool?
Do you only just like messages? My dog of 12 years is dying.
Screw you!
Hey man, trying to get some people together for a game night tonight. You in? Okay, it's been 2 hours. Need to know if you're coming or not.
Oh, Instagram, what's up,
dude? I know you have your phone. Restaurant? I didn't know how to spell it. Okay, it's quick. It's convenient. Convenient.
Hey, buddy. It's Dad. Love you, man. Just out. I think me and your mom are going to run by our favorite spot. We're getting BJ's. Not like that. Siri, back it up. Back it up.
Honorable mentions from texters. Hey, I'm a get in and get out type of guy. Don't text me. So what you up to? I don't respond. Katie? Won't respond. Give me a quick call? Maybe an email. Don't email me, but that's my thing. You a texter?
Yeah, I like texting. I do it. I have unlimited texting, which is fun. You have unlimited texting?
Yes.
It's great to have.
Thank goodness. That 200 a day was 200 a month was tricky.
I remember the day I got unlimited texting. I think what I was doing with the cell phone that day is what inspired the Amber Alert. I think they were like, wow, we can really send text pretty quick. Yeah. We should utilize this for children.
That's amazing. Yeah. You were hired to do... it's not an automated system. It's just your thumbs. It's faster.
It's just me in 2008.
Ooh, I first got unlimited with those Blackberries, those little buttons.
Yeah.
My little puberty fingers moved like lightning on those.
I love that scroll wheel right in the middle.
Bring that back. We're back with Correct Opinions. Let us know what we missed as far as the texters, and we got a great episode, so subscribe, comment, all that good stuff, and thanks for coming on back. Recties, unite!
Hey!
Correct opinions! Correct opinions!
We are back with another episode, and we are back on tour. TreyKennedy.com/tour. I will be there. Jake will be there. And we have
some of you guys will be there.
8 shows left.
8
on the tour. Last time you can see this show live in person, that we're shooting the special in Chicago. That first show sold out. Don't sleep. Get your tickets. How do you? 2 weeks and it's time to stop telling those jokes and move on. How does that feel?
It's kind of fun because I think we've got our money's worth. I mean, I haven't counted, but I bet we're at 90 something, between 80 and 100.
100 plus.
Okay.
The tour, but then we were doing all those clubs beforehand.
Oh, sure. I always forget to think about that. Yeah. Either way, we've got our money's worth with these jokes. We've said them a lot, and I think it'll be fun to kind of start from scratch again. We'll film it, we'll post it, and then we'll start over.
I've gotten to feel like what my dad felt like, you know, because he says the same joke 100 plus times. And I never thought I'd do that this early, but I did it.
Yeah, we need to start filming our dads. Or anyone in your life who kind of has the same go-to jokes, film them. Post it to YouTube and say, like, my friend Bethany's comedy special. And then see if she tries to say the same joke.
Dad, you can't keep saying this joke. It's already on YouTube.
People are seeing it.
New material.
Yeah, you can't just... You're not, you know, George Strait. You can't just keep performing the same old songs. You got to come with new stuff, Dad.
You do. So, having told the same jokes for so long, and, like, some of them are... It's always fun to tell them, right? Especially your favorite ones. You're like, oh, people love this. But at some point, you're ready to... I mean, don't you think Kenny Chesney is out there like, I don't want to play this Making Out in the Sun again or whatever his songs are.
I think about that with one-hit wonders. That especially sucks. Because as a performer, you know that everyone else is only there to hear like whatever your song, Afternoon Delight. But you're like, I know they got to sit here for 45 minutes of other songs they've never heard.
Yeah. Ray J, that poor guy.
Yeah. Play Sexy Can I. We will.
One Wish. Oh, Sexy Can I. Sorry. A One Wish. Was that him?
Two-hit wonder. Sure. I don't even know what song you're talking about.
If I had one wish, we'd be met. I don't think that was Ray J, actually. Sexy Can I. Fire song. And you know, and he goes anywhere. We're putting out new music. Sexy Can I. Get sexy.
Or think about Vanilla Ice. That dude tried to be a rapper for so long. And they're like, Ice Ice Baby.
Ice Ice Baby.
Let us sing along with you. Probably regretting putting his name in the...
Gotta get old.
Ice. A lot of ice. Yeah, at least we we're multiple hit wonders, or at least we're going to try to.
We're doing it way better than Garth Brooks. That's got to get old. His life's boring. Ours is more fun.
Staples Center sold out four nights in a row. Gross.
Friends in low places. We get it. That's got to be getting old. It doesn't, though. That's a great song.
Yeah.
Are you a big country concert guy?
Not country concert. Last week, I made an Instagram story where I needed the song You and Me Fishing in the Dark. I needed that in the background of my story. So I played that in my car. And then from there, Spotify then continues to play Fishing in the Dark radio. Let her play the rest of the day. Kind of enjoyed it.
It's that time of year.
So that's where I'm at with country music. It's like once every 2 to 3 months, it's like, yeah, let's have at it. Yeah, just for a day.
It warms up a little bit. You get outside.
Mm-hmm.
You put on that country radio.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
What song did I really like? It's borderline country. It was 1910 something in the town that I grew up in. I'd heard that one since I was 9. I loved it.
That was pretty. You kind of hit that.
Well, sure. Mm-hmm. That's me.
I vaguely know what you're talking about. And we wishing I was neat, toes in the sand, got a blue.
No, I don't think so. Do you need me to sing it perfectly again?
Mm-hmm.
It was 1970 something in the town that I grew up in. I think that's the chorus. Oh, Derek's got it.
Black Trans Ams. Red Dirt Road.
Let me freaking find this song.
I went to a two-step in a country place.
Mark Willis. Now, that's a one-hit wonder. I've never heard
Mark
of that guy.
Mark Willis. You're making stuff up. This is your buddy from...
I'm going to click on this. I'm only going to play it for a second so we don't get copyright strike. Let me just go...
I know this. I know it. It's country season, y'all. Send us your country music.
Oh, wait. I'm not plugged in. Whatever. I'll just hold this up to the...
Yeah. High tech here in the studio.
That I grew up in the world that I grew up in. So I had one word wrong.
Like Sam's.
Yeah.
We're going to get copyright stricken if you keep
singing the way I sing it.
Yeah. They're like, that's the actual recording.
This is a perfect cover. Yeah.
That is so excellent.
Was that fun for you guys to listen to?
Yeah. What a start. It's country music time.
Why
are we talking about what even got us to that point?
Sing you guys a new one. Comedy compared to music, one hit wonders. We got to have new stuff.
Speaking of countries.
Speaking of, yes.
Russia's scaring me.
Really? In what way?
don't like their food.
Their volleyball team. Mm. Yeah, I'm worried about the next Olympics.
The World Cup.
Yep.
Their team was looking pretty scary. Well, they're not allowed to compete.
Well, the Russian Olympic Committee is what's scary to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got some athletes and they got some drugs.
Let's do that with like what we did with the Olympics. Russia cheated and they're like, well, we don't know who they are, but
the Russian
Olympic Committee is here to maybe we like attack them and they're like, United States, we're coming for you. Like that.
Whoa.
That was the
Republic of the United
places.
States. Yes. Northern America country.
Those are the friends of the states
between Canada and Mexico
and
Republic.
That we was agree. Them. We'd be upset about that too.
No, I hear you.
And then they're trapped. Like, who is this? Where is this country at?
I think what we do is we say, "Yeah, Russia. Look, I'm sorry. As a country of people who identify as an empath, I am sorry. Mm. I feel that. I hear that. Gosh, that sucks.
You.
Yeah.
Where's that Putin's mom girl? Has she talked to him recently?
Yeah. Give him a spanking.
Have we tried just like, let's talk this out. Let's empathize.
Talking it out would be good. Texting it out would sometimes be good for non-confrontational people.
Mm-hmm. You take some time, process that. Maybe Vladimir, he's like, I'm external processor, so I need to talk it out. Was that a good Russian impression?
No, that was good. That was as good as my country music voice. That was great. Putin may be like one of my ex-girlfriends where, you know, you try to talk it out and you say, I feel like something's wrong. And they say, no, we're fine. And you say, I feel like something, like, no, this is just, I'm just one of those days. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. And then the second you leave, you say, okay, great, I'll trust you. And then you're on the ride back home and they text you and then they say, so everything isn't okay. And you say, huh,
Well, I already, the gas is expensive now. Yeah,
I already gave you about 6 chances to tell me.
Yeah, so now I'm joining NATO.
And that's what I did. It was 1990-something.
World that I grew up in, nuclear warfare, sweet tea in your golden hair. Remix, Mark Willis.
Mark Willis. Oh, Mark, I hope you're listening. I know he used to listen. I don't know if he still does.
So I have, podcast is still going every week, but I just got back from Italia.
Yeah, yeah, you've been in Italy for about, 24, 25 days? How was that?
Yes. Dude, that was my max for sure. A little over a week? Get me back to the land of fried food and freedom.
And red dirt.
I had to, the day before we had our overseas flight was the day they were like, first, no more masks. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about how does any of this work? I remember reading an article. They're like, some woman in Florida said, "Nah, I disagree with the mask thing," and I was like, "Oh, well, I guess good for her." And then the next day, they're like, "Yeah, no one has to wear a mask anywhere anymore because she spoke up."
Huh?
She was a judge in Florida. I don't know how any of why. Because so someone from some state at one point could be like, "You actually can't do any of that." I think it's more complicated than that, but.
I've been for 30 years. I've been confused on what a judge does. Because as a kid, you know, you see the judge and they have the gavel and they say guilty, and so you think a judge decides that. And then you get older and you're like, oh, there's a jury for that.
I think it's kind of like, you know how like the Masters has like the 80-year-olds who won it in like the 40s with like wooden sticks come and
yes,
they get to play.
Yeah,
but that's what I thought judges were. Like they're in the room, they look cool, they've just. I mean, he's 90. He's been doing it a long time. He's earned it.
He gets to sit higher than
everyone
else.
And he'll just hit it every now and then and be like, watch it. That's what I thought. But yeah. I think they have a lot of power.
No, I like that. I think it is an old man, and he's literally just there to judge people. He doesn't have a say. He's just like, I wouldn't have done that when I was your age. He's just really judgmental.
Oh, what do we got here? A little DUI, is it? Well, well, are you going to church? No, you're not. Well,
all that time on that cell phone.
All the time on that phone. Oh, you were while driving too. Good.
That's great. My goodness. Well, I hope Dorothy doesn't hear about this. Not going to like that.
Dude, I went, I took business law in college, not to brag.
Same.
And for extra credit, the professor was also the local judge of the college town.
Dude, my business law professor also wasn't a professor either.
Which, okay. Well, all of it seemed, I was like, oh, so did. Because she's a professor, they're like, be the judge or vice versa. I didn't know. I wasn't learning. But for extra credit, like, go sit in on a court case, which I highly recommend anyone to do. It was the afternoon of my life. I sit down and this, disheveled looking man is, you know, on one side. I learned a lot. He's on the left and they're on the right. And this young girl with like appears to be maybe her parent is on the other side.
Okay.
And the court case brought, they both were Applebee's employees and he had, quote, popped me on the behind with his belt. And he, like, his testimony was like, I mean, the judge was a woman. The professor was a woman. So he's like, I mean, we were just, you know, we kind of flirting this and that. And I walked by and she was leaning over into the ice machine. I just popped her one. And he was, like, laughing. And the judge, like, roasted him. She's like, for you not only to do that to a woman, a young girl, but also to come up here and brazenly say you popped her? Yeah, guilty, max punishment. And I, you know, felt for the young lady. That's not okay. But it was really funny. This guy, I mean, it's like, dude, try to get out of it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I thought we were friends, and it was very light. He was like, man, I saw what I saw, and I had to pop that thing.
I did what I did.
Baby back ribs, man. She's like, yeah, you are arrested.
Yeah.
This poor girl was trying to work at Applebee's in Stillwater, Oklahoma.
He's like, I gave her my own little sizzler right on the hind end.
You know, she's like, this doesn't happen at Chili's. Respectful over there.
Yeah.
And the other one was, I saw two of them. The other one, this woman said she was up in there trying her own kind of defense, like she got a speeding ticket. And, of course, there's just like the district attorney there. District attorney, but a local
attorney
that just, he represents, you know, the city.
Okay.
And so she's sitting there. She's like, so I was told I was speeding. And the policeman, he comes up and he says, I didn't get you on my speedometer, but I was tracking you where, you know, I saw, I was going, you know, five over and I was going the same speed as you. So that's how police do it. That's how they do it when they're driving, right? That makes sense, right? And she's like, well, let me tell you something. I saw the policeman. He did not have a speedometer. He was not following me close enough to do that. And I was looking at my dash and I was going the speed limit. And I saw him, and the attorney stands up and goes, so ma'am, you say you were looking in your rear view to see where the police was and you were looking at your dash? She goes, yes. He's like, how can you look two places at once? And she went, I mean, she folded under the pressure. And he just goes, no further, Your Honor. And I was like,
whoa.
That was a mic drop, dude. And I was great. I had a great time. I had so much fun, I went and got arrested so I could be a part of it.
That is fun. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, you go to a play and you're like, I wonder if I could do that.
Yeah.
You sure did.
I went to Applebee's asking people to spank me. They took me in. Wouldn't do it. Of course, he was fired.
Yeah, Applebee's, no.
There goes my Fridays.
The men at the railroad tracks had no problem. I didn't even really ask them, per se, and they were already doing it.
Get off the tracks! I'm like, why? You're not supposed to be there. Am I being bad?
Ooh, look, there's a penny. I'm going to bend over.
Oh, it's the one I said earlier. It's flattened it. No, it's not flat.
Guys, take me to court.
I'm so bad.
Oh, man.
Business law, shout out. Made a B there.
Yeah.
For biscuits. That's dumb. I take it back.
My business law professor was, an adjunct professor. He was actually like a...
No kidding.
Real estate attorney or something.
What does that mean?
Nothing. I think they even do less than a judge does. And then, anyway, probably 3 years after college, he hired me. He was putting on... This guy does a lot of stuff. He was putting on this big high school basketball tournament, and he wanted it to be fun. He hired me to MC it and like do games and giveaways and be on the mic during timeouts, all this stuff. And to this day, I've never been paid for that. So,
a little past due. The irony
of my, my attorney friend owes me a couple grand. So
rotten people, they say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good old attorney. Good at arguing? You should be a lawyer. What are you going to tell your kids? We talked about this, I think, on the pod. When if you're a kid who liked to argue or you were good at 9 times 8, they're like, engineer, lawyer.
Yeah, you should build a bridge. You know your multiplication.
Why don't my parents tell me when I was writing my little stories and sketching little funny photos, why weren't they like, we've got a social media star in our household.
You should be an influencer, little boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if I've shared this on the podcast, but my dad, this is a true story, when he was in high school, took like a career clusters test of like what he should be doing. And this shows a little bit of where my dad came from. He took the test and it said that he should be a rodeo clown.
Okay.
That is what most closely...
You're brave. don't have any other skills.
Really, that's it. You're brave and free on the weekends.
Yeah.
Should be a rodeo clown. That's what it told my dad.
So is that what... Is that what he does? I'm not sure I know what your dad does.
He tried. He couldn't get in, actually. Mm. Harder than you think. So he just does it on the side for free. He doesn't get paid.
Smart.
Yeah, it's kind of a hustle for him.
Real estate attorney runs that. Yeah. I promise I'll pay you one day. Been gorged a few times.
Yeah, but he loves it.
Did y'all go to rodeos growing up?
No, I don't remember necessarily going to a lot. My dad was like in rodeos as a kid. He would like ride, you know, cows and... baby bulls and stuff like that.
Cows?
Yeah.
That's a rodeo? You just kind of hop on it and it stands there?
When you're a kid, I think. They have you ride like cows and like little cows, I think. I don't know. But do you remember taking one of those tests? What were you told to be?
I don't think I did. I think those, like kind of the personality tests, it'll just be like, do you like... I feel like the test doesn't help because it just asks you I don't know the answer to these questions. Like, answer all these questions and we'll tell you what it should be. And then it's like, do you like to do accounting?
Yeah.
Like, or it's like, no. It's like, you answer no to all of these. Do you not want to do anything? Like, yeah.
Yeah. It'll like ask you questions of experiences you haven't had yet. Of like, do you feel like you would like your boss to give you deadlines ahead of time? Or something like, I don't know. I'm 17. I don't know what I want out of a boss.
I mean, when my mommy told me what to do, I didn't like that.
It's like at the fireworks stand, we just kind of set our own prices. It's all cash. So yeah. I like that.
We need, I mean, think about what your friend... We're 30, right?
We are.
I'm almost there. Think about what our friends are doing now in more of the corporate world. Like, they've jumped and crossed around. Like, we shouldn't... I don't think we should be telling 18-year-olds, like, you need better decide, is it accounting or is it...
Yeah.
You know.
What's it going to be?
Project management. let me just get in here and see what's going on. I don't know.
Exactly. I think that's why, because there's this big debate now of like, is college even worth it? Because in other countries, they're deciding at 16 what they want to do. And then they go to a specialized college. It's like, wow, that does sound great for the 2% of kids who know what they want to do when they're 16. Mm-hmm. But college is such a great buffer to like figure it out or make friends.
Make friends.
That's fun.
That's always fun.
Yeah. But because there's not many people who grow up and are told, you should go into mortgage lending. But I'll tell you, there are a lot of people who do mortgage lending. Right. So you got to find a place.
I tell you, the worst kids are the ones who are 18 and they're like, yep, I don't know. But it came to me and I have a huge, huge passion for contracting. Just like, no, you don't.
I don't know. It just seems like, yeah. And there's a lot of
accounting. I don't know. I love it. Numbers. You know, it makes sense. I love it. I'm like, okay.
So many of those personality tests would ask, or like career cluster tests, were like, do you like numbers? And I would hit, you know, sure, strongly agree. And like, accountant.
Yeah,
it's like, really? Is that my only number?
Eights or higher.
Yeah. My number, like, career I can have. Okay. Better than being a train conductor, which is what I thought engineering was. So it's like, let's do accounting.
By the way, trains, a lot of fun. I wish
we
had more trains popping around here. Because anyone's been to Europe, you ride the trains. And it's just, if we had the ability to... Because over there, it's so easy to go anywhere like 3 or 4 hours away by train. You just hit that on the weekend, no problem. Huh. Very comfortable, right? Like, what if we're like, hey, what's up? What's
Not much.
Up? Little Rock, Arkansas?
Hey.
See you in a few.
Yeah.
We hopped on a train. Have a heck of a weekend.
Yeah. What, from your train experience, do they still say all aboard? Because when I was a kid, I thought they did.
No.
All aboard! None of that, huh?
Sadly, no.
What do they say? They say last call? They say batter up? What do they say to let you know it's almost time?
Move it!
Okay. In Italian.
In Italian.
Yeah, of course.
Which
of course.
Is, I believe, Arripaporta!
That would make me get on a train.
They have a certain cadence.
Yeah.
Very
That's
nice.
That's great. I do want to hear about your Italy trip. I purposely didn't ask you for the last 3 hours we spent together before this because I figured I'd hear about it on the podcast. So indulge me. What
it's
happened
great.
In Italy?
Probably the coolest thing that happened in Italy is a YouTube subscriber from Bulgaria said hello.
Okay.
Bulgaria.
Sweet. Where is Bulgaria?
Who cares? I don't. But it's somewhere. It's Europe.
Okay.
It's Europe, right?
I knew that.
Okay, yes. But thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, so you got recognized in Europe.
Then a few Americans, but shout out Bulgaria. Thanks for watching the YouTube videos. But we had a great time. Katie and I, we went all around, went to down by the coast, which it's funny. I didn't even know. We go down to Amalfi Coast, which, you know, is very famous.
Yeah.
And I was blown. I thought it was just like a few cute colored houses by like the sea.
Mm-hmm.
But it's this, I mean, you're on a cliffside.
Really?
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
They just built a ton of homes.
I was like, oh, cool.
On a cliff.
I was like, Katie, you knew it was like this? She's like, yes. What do you... We've been planning this. Like, wow, cool.
Huh.
I mean, it's just a very... almost everyone there was American. It just feels like Italy got together and like, Americans will like this. They just carved this cool town in the side of a mountain and just hiked the prices up. Genius.
Do people live there? Or is it just everything's an Airbnb? Okay.
I think, the people running all the operations there.
Gotcha.
It's the only people that live there, probably.
Gotcha. Wow.
I'm all for great time.
That's cool. We got
had
to see
plenty
it.
Of. What's amazing? We're so because in America we have all the options in the world for food,
mm-hmm.
and it's amazing how. Because I did another long trip to Israel years back, and so Mediterranean food, and after like a week of that, I mean people in certain countries they eat the same thing, like Italians they eat pasta every day.
Wow.
Which to most people is like that's awesome, but trust me, when you've had pasta for. And I made a point to do it. I had pasta for 26 straight meals.
Good.
Or for breakfast once or twice. And by the end of it, I was like, okay, surely y'all want to mix this up at some point.
Yeah, I felt so bad for you in the group text when you're like, all right, guys, I'm going to try to find something that's not, you know, just authentic Italian pasta. It's
like, man, that's what we...
Poor guy.
Oh, yeah, so annoying. Guys, please, I know this is annoying, but, like, trust me, there's such a thing as too much pasta. Oh, I can't get the sea salt out of my hair. But we did find a sushi spot.
Good job.
That was very good. Good for them. It was definitely run by Italian people, but they figured it out.
Good deal. So you eat a lot of Italian food, drink a lot of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And just generally enjoyed ourselves.
Right. What do you like do in a day? Like what would you guys do like for 10 days in Italy? Like what happened?
No, I'm kidding. We stayed in three different places, three nights each. Nights. So that kept it nice. So a couple of those days were pretty travel-y, just
okay.
Couple trains down to the next spot.
Okay.
And then otherwise we kind of did one or two chill days where like we're just not doing anything today. Hung around, like slept in, had nice food, just read books, chilled by the pool. A couple of those days. And then nobody have 5 or 6 days remaining. We did one boat day.
Boat day.
Which was cool. And then the rest days were just popping around just checking it out.
Cool. What's, can we go back to the train thing? What happens on a train? Like, is it fancy? Is it like
it's
a
not new... fancy, but okay. It's just, you know, think of your airplane was like twice as comfortable. So the seats are, it's like everything's first class on an airplane. So they're pretty wide. They're comfortable.
Good.
It's moving very smoothly. Comfortably, there's outlets on some of the nicer trains, which still aren't like we took one train which was bare bones, they don't like wait on do anything for you, was like, you know, $10. But then a little bit nicer one where it was like a couple hours long and like $40. They come by and they're like, we have sandwiches, we have meals,
fun,
complimentary with the ticket. So we thought smart. We had a couple hours kind of during lunch, so I bought a little nicer ticket. Lunch included, got a little coffee, little sandwich.
That sounds nice. I want to ride a train.
I was fired up.
Yeah,
I was fired up for the train.
Yeah,
I get way too fired up because I have all these points from you know, booking all the tour expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So bumped up to that not the full, like on an overseas flight, there's kind of like a mini first class, not like the crazy one, but there's one in between where they're like, it's like a little nicer,
like business first class or something. Yeah.
And I mean, I was excited for that as excited for that as anything we did. I was like, this is good. 8 hours of this.
Yeah.
I've never experienced that.
That's fun.
And so, you know, I could recline instead of like 2 inches, like six.
Kind of fun.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
my screen was about 3 inches bigger.
Okay. Cool.
A little water bottle when I sat down already there.
Free of charge. Okay.
They served me one drink, didn't have to pay for it. And then a couple hours later, I was like, oh, another glass of wine. So I pressed the call button one time, two times, three times. I'm pressing Katie's button. There's a vacant seat next to me. I pressed that one. Never waited on me. So I walked up to see them, nowhere to be found. And I saw the drinks right there. So I just grabbed a couple of them. So it was nice.
Waited on yourself.
The service
nice.
Was nice and not worth it. None of it. Yeah. I mean, I looked back. Because literally the couple rows behind us was like just coach. And I'm like, I really don't have it any better than you guys. Those people up there are literally like laying down in a queen bed.
It's like we just have like a baby curtain.
Either go that. I have the worst thing on the plane where this isn't worth it. And it was more. Either do that or you just tough it out.
I remember we flew because of an error. We flew, what was it, Alaska? We flew first class to a show this year. On like Alaskan Airlines.
You did.
Wait, did you not?
No. Nope.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Wow, dude. Rubbing it in.
I forgot.
I'll never forget. It's like 7 a.m. I'm walking past me and Katie. I'm like, come on, Katie. And I walk past Jake, Alan, Lucas, tour manager Tom. Just posted up in first class. I'm like, excuse me, Jake. I got to get back to 32C. And I was just...
I forgot you did
it. I didn't say anything. I was like, maybe they walked up and they're, you know... That's happened to me like once out of 100 times. Like, hey, first class if you want it. Maybe it was like not
wow.
very full. Like,
every
I don't care.
Single one of the people I know on this plane were handed first class tickets.
Where I finally got the courage like a day later to ask, like, what was up with that? And Alan's like, I don't know. I just had first class. I sat down. And I was like, But that was pretty funny.
I was pretty sure I knew what happened as soon as I was assigned to
class ticket. You were tracking?
Yeah. So that's too
bad. Might not have been booked on time. Only thing left was nice seats for Jake.
Yeah, which I think I was also in that sweet spot, or the unsweet spot of like, this probably costs more money, and for what? I remember my armrest being thicker. It's like, we can both fit on the armrest.
Another, from a professional traveler, if you've ever been on like a flight and it's like, upgrade to first class for $50, that happened to me once. I was like,
whoa.
Like a 3-hour flight? And it's that, when they do that, it's because you're one of those planes that are tiny and cheap, and your first class seat is probably worse than just like the updated coach seats on all the other regular plane. That happened to me once.
And it that really felt worse.
It wasn't that bad because we were on like a cheap Alaskan flight. So y'all's, you just had like 3 more inches. It really wasn't. Yeah. But, and I didn't care because that's another thing I've learned too. When I'm with Katie, especially, it's like you're next to someone you're okay like touching.
Totally, you know? Fine. Yeah.
The value of first class is like, I know I'm not about to sit next to. But when you're first class, I'm like, this was not worth it.
Yeah. I get it.
So see you later, Amex points.
But you did Italy. Mm-hmm. Big vacation.
It was easier to steal the wine. I will say that. So
that's why that's what you want to do. First class,
not stealing. It was complimentary.
Yeah, good for you.
Whenever you tell me this, when you come back into the country, border, whatever. Mm. I like to think I'm a pretty calm, collected guy. I've never handled that well. You go in there, and some guy's like, "So, what were you out here doing?" I'm like, "Vacation with her."
The wine was complimentary.
He's like,
I thought I could have it.
He says, "You're bringing any alcohol in here with you?" And I stole 2 little bottles. Mm-hmm. I paid for it though. And we drank one. And I was like, I mean, I ain't going to waste this. So I put it in my backpack. And I'm there in my backpack, U.S. Border Patrol. He's like, "You bringing alcohol with you?" I'm like, no. And he just goes, "All right, welcome back to America. Take it." So I gotta be honest, I was on Air France, there was a language barrier, and we had to wear masks, and I couldn't, they wouldn't serve me, so I stole a little. And I hand it to him. Sir. Yeah.
You're just a nervous wreck, could not have answered the questions more, like, suspiciously. Yeah. And he's like, awesome, well, thanks for being here, welcome back.
I stole a little bottle of, he's like, you are not allowed in the country. Why? Because you are a loser.
You're a freaking dork.
But the day before overseas flight, masks were done.
Yeah.
Didn't have to wear it. It was amazing. But we were Air France the way back, and their policy, because it's French, was mask on. So that was a real... Nothing's more... When you see the... Like, oh. And they're like, put it back on. And that was tough. 8 hours. Because I was fired up. Because we had a... Like, it was like Italy to Paris. I was like, I know we gotta wear masks. We're still in Europe. They're still doing it. It's fine. But I can't wait. That American flight back home.
Oh,
8 hours. Yeah,
international waters.
I've been wearing masks. Which it didn't really bother me, but, you know, it was like fully masked in Italy still, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, get me back to that long flight, comfortable, no mask. And then it occurred to me, oh, this is a French flight, I guess.
Dang.
So
it is crazy how excited I get right now. Like, I'm thinking, like, yeah, we're going out this week. We're traveling.
It's a weird
feeling. I don't have to wear a mask in the airport.
Remember the very first time we took the masks off after, like, 6 months?
Yeah.
And then we had to put them back on.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd go into places, you'd be like, whoa.
Dude.
Is that so cool? That's what... It's also amazing how many... I mean, I'd say a third of the people on flights are still wearing them.
Third?
A lot. Maybe half.
Okay. I'll do some...
Depends where you're going, I guess.
Yeah. But cool.
Cool. There it is.
Cool. Fun. Italy. Ciao.
So while I was gone, I realized Elon Musk now owns Twitter.
Yeah. So
do you like that?
I don't know. I guess we'll see. I feel like Elon owning Twitter is probably going to be a lot like a politician being voted into office, where they say they're going to do a lot of things. And it's like, well, you can't just like make decisions like this.
Yeah.
Like that quickly, you know, so who knows what will actually happen. I don't know. I don't get that worried about change. I doubt that much is going to be different.
It's kind of, it's interesting because Twitter is like probably the lowest on our totem pole in terms of like.
For what we do. Yeah.
It would be really interesting. Like what if like Elon's like, I own Instagram now. Wouldn't you be nervous?
Then,
be like,
yeah, you're right.
Well, that's okay. Pretty important. So let's do a good job.
That is a good point.
To all the Twitter guys out there, it's. I think everyone's generally excited about it, but I don't know. His whole thing is just, he's like, I'm going to let people post on here whatever they want, which starts to get, I get it, right? But then it's like, you got Facebook groups of of terrorists.
What about like, the Nazis?
Should they be on? He's like retweeting them. Hey, I disagree with this,
but I have to let him. I have to let him say it.
So,
yeah.
There's more information if you'd like.
Yeah, that's a good point. If it was a platform that we cared about, it'd be a little scarier. But I think because it's like, well, that's just where I get my news. Mm-hmm. That's where I, you know, when the Chiefs make a draft pick, that's where I go to see if he's good or not. That's all I use it for.
Yeah.
So, too concerned.
Are you going to care for the creators, Elon?
Yeah, we'll see, I guess. Yeah.
I know. I learned a lot, too, because, you know, I guess when you're just that rich and powerful, you can just be like, hey, I'm offering you a price that is doesn't even make sense, so you kind of have to accept it. And they're like, I guess it's not our company now.
Yeah.
Like, that would suck. Imagine, like, the guy running the company, Jack Dorsey, I think he made, like, $1 billion for he's fine. But I guess they initially tried to, like, stop it, and he's just like, this is worth 1.5 times what it's actually worth, so... It's not really up to you anymore.
That'd be funny if he gets like backed into a corner. It's like, yeah, I mean, he's offering this much money, and I mean, we know you drive a Tesla. So what are you gonna say? You don't like the guy?
Yeah,
it's a bad look. You have to accept the offer. Mm. You drive a Tesla, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, look, I don't know. I just how I.
Can I give me another Tesla? Because they're very backed up right now.
Yeah. Can I get one now?
Yeah. So that's kind of fascinating and kind of scary. That props to him. I guess he's in a position where he can buy most of what he wants.
I feel
that's
like
also the only social media he can really buy like that, right? Because all the other social, the ones you know of, like he can't. Instagram's worth what? However many.
Yeah, I mean, probably at least
hundreds of billions.
Double, triple what Twitter's worth. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it's interesting. Also, part of me is like, I think the only concern I have is like, aren't you busy? Like, don't you have some stuff going on?
That's what starts to get interesting.
Like, the Hyperloop and the whole, like, SpaceX, like, you know, sorry, inhabiting Mars.
The edit button's coming soon. I just have to, I'm trying to buy Mars. So give me a couple weeks on that.
I am stressed about, I'm trying to send people from New York to LA in a little tube in 30 minutes. Right. And I'm trying to figure out how to quote tweet.
Yeah, trying to get Putin on Twitter. I know it's part of our policy now, but also... trying to talk him off a ledge.
Yeah.
He tweeted, woke up angry. So we got to let that ride, but...
Yeah. That's what you got to do.
So yeah, we'll see how that goes with old Twitter. He's been killing it on tweet. I feel like since he bought it, he's like, I'm going to tweet some funny stuff.
Yeah.
It is... people like that. It's kind of the, like... it's a more likable version of kind of the Trump model where it's like, oh, you expect this prominent person to like really be a gentleman. And he's just saying like, so what, like Bill Gates, he like posted like a convo with Bill Gates where he's like, are you still shorting my Tesla? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, screw you, Bill Gates. And like posted it. And you're like, this is hilarious.
It is wild to live in a time where someone is like exposed, like sharing screenshots with Bill Gates.
Yeah.
It's like, is this okay? This seems just like above my level. Like there should be a separate website where people with $1 billion get to like communicate with each other.
Yeah, it's just nice. It's just refreshing when you see the, like the richest guy in the world who's like gets a little ticked off at his buddy who's, you know, they're having a disagreement. You're like, yeah, that's refreshing.
Yeah. Here's something. About 30 minutes ago, I Googled the name of that guy who wrote 1970 something. And I've just been staring at him for
Mark
30
Willis?
Minutes. Yeah, it turns out it's Mark Wills. And this is what I've been staring at
Mark
for 30
Wills.
Minutes. Got a few different looks, but that's him.
That's him?
That's Mark Wills. It's actually
Steven Seagal.
Really hard to find him online.
Oh, it's interesting. It's like the pride of Belton, Missouri. We were talking about. We were just talking through video, writing video stuff, and maybe another small town video for our small town people.
Mm-hmm. Lewisburg,
and
Kansas.
One of our favorite small town things is, especially 10 years ago, if you won any of the singing contests, you're getting your name on the water tower.
Your town was so proud of you. Yeah.
And also, 99% of the people who won those contests now work at Lowe's.
Yeah. They're mortgage lenders.
Low rates.
low. Yeah. And so I was like, dude, there's this one when I go back home, I pass by this town that their entire water tower is just decorated with this guy I've never heard of. And his name is perfect. His name is Tate Stevens, which is like, that just sounds like a singer.
It does.
We're the homeless Tate Stevens. Yeehaw.
Or someone will be like, Homa, you know, Wayne Smith. He was the 6th man on the 84 D2 National Championship. Or, you know, like, okay.
We are so proud of him. Yeah.
Where's our plaques? yeah. host of the Correct Opinions podcast.
Yeah.
You got to be getting close to a water tower, man. I mean, if your YouTube special can pop a little bit, we'll get you a sign.
Yeah, what do you think is kind of the hierarchy? Because, like, is Water Tower as good as it gets? I mean, Water Tower's got to be the top.
That is the top of the top. Yeah, it's I started a little bold. I'm thinking...
like a bus?
Like a small hot interstate sign as you enter.
Okay,
like,
welcome to Stratford.
And then like a mile down, it's like home of Jake Triplett, 500,000 yeah. views on his debut special. I think is what we push for.
Yeah, I think highway sign and then like high school, like Shrine of Fame. We probably have something like that inside of there.
Mm.
And then,
Hall of Fame.
And then next up I had a is buddy, the water tower.
A butt of mine, I mean, out of nowhere. Clearly he's bored at work, but he's like, hey man, just letting you know I submitted you to the our high school and memorial Hall of Fame. Like, what? He found some like website that surely no one's checked in.
It's not an active website.
Some random credit card is paying $6 a year for the domain. And it was, someone sent me to the Edmond, Oklahoma Wikipedia page. Notable figures.
No way.
Maybe there's like 80 names. And towards the bottom, I'm on there. I couldn't believe it. So I think that's, digitally, that's probably, if you get on the Wikipedia notable figures.
Notable names. Notable figures.
That's, I've hit that stride, but I think it goes maybe, there's like a marquee. It's not permanent. And then you get the sign.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, the water
the tower. The water tower is big. Yeah, that's great.
So those things are really filled with water.
I don't know. There was a rumor that these two towers in Springfield were filled with pickles when I grew up.
I'm sure.
And it's kind of one of those things where it's like, I have no like reason to like, I can't physically prove you wrong, but like, there's just no way that it's filled with pickles, right? So, you know, like it just can't be.
Yeah. I mean, I always, I don't want to
like, I can't
count them out totally. But.
Yeah, but it's like, right? Like, that's just, can we just not argue this and just agree it's probably not filled with pickles?
Wait, Derek, what were you going to say?
We should get someone to edit the Stratford Wikipedia.
So I would, we should. I was literally pulling up. Stratford, Missouri, Wikipedia. Stratford is a city in eastern Greene County.
That's
Did
us.
You know that?
Oh, yeah.
Part of the Springfield, Missouri metro area. City's population is 2,561 people.
Not bad.
Okay. Demographics.
Democrats, zero.
In 1990... there's 1,166 people there. So you have doubled up in your lifetime.
Thriving. Big time. We're up to 2 stoplights. No joke. 2, guys.
It said there was 867 households. 54% were married couples.
Good for us.
Okay. 14% were female with no husband present. Okay. Uh-oh. So there's a good ratio there.
It's one way of looking at it.
You might have to go back there. Let's see here. About 9.9% of families were below the poverty line. Just keep that in mind.
Want to send any donations back?
0.65% Native American.
Well,
so I guess
our nickname, Stratford Indians.
Well, y'all have successfully ran them out of town. One person there? What's the math on that? What's 0.65% of 2,500? Okay. You're better at math than I am.
No, I'm just
should have been an engineer.
0.65
of 2,500. Wait. I don't know if you should be proud of this.
0.0065, right? Times 2,500?
Point. Yes.
16.
16.
We have 16 Native Americans.
Home of the Stratford Indians.
So yeah, the sign should say, we're all Indians, but 16... have earned it.
Yeah, 16. Actually, yeah. 0.33% African American. How many black guys were in your school?
Well,
or girls?
We had, I think, 2 that I graduated with.
Okay.
Quentin and Brandon.
So 16 is about half. So there's probably 8.
So we have 8. So honestly, my class was
0.05% Asian. Did you know that guy?
Yeah.
And then 98% white.
That's Did you fascinating. Know that guy?
There's it's amazing, this data on here. The gender, 52% female. I'm telling you.
I gotta get back there.
Gotta get back. There's no references to pop. I mean, do you know of any prominent people, celebs, if you will, from Stratford?
I think the...
It would definitely be listed here if there was.
There, I think like the governor was like from there or had a house there or something. Like Roy Blunt... The Blunt family is something with Stratford. I thought at some point.
Okay. Well, someone edit Strafford.
Just a notable figures.
Notable figures. Start a new tab and put Jake Triplett.
And then make up whatever you want. Honestly, I don't even care. Yeah. Have fun.
Send us a screenshot.
Yeah. DM me.
Oh, that was very...
Oh, yeah. I think the old senator might have been from Strafford. He didn't even make it on there, so that's not good for me. Yeah, hometown is Strafford, Missouri, and he was a senator.
Notable people. Edmond, Oklahoma, I'm telling you. We got some PGA Tour players. I'm talking some basketball players. Bill Self.
Okay. Rock Chalk.
Trey Kennedy, internet comedian and musician.
Okay.
I love how I get musician out there. That's my favorite whenever someone calls me like an author, a musician. They just quickly Googled like products that have been out there. It's like, I'm not an author, musician, singer maybe.
Yeah. He is desperately pursuing his music career. He has put out 7 songs in the last 4 years.
Blake Griffin?
Okay, there you go. That's more fun.
Kelly Gregg?
Last name is Gregg?
I thought you might know. He was he won a Super Bowl with the Chiefs.
Oh. Kelly Gregg. Cool. 2 first names. Kelly Gregg. How old is this guy?
That's it.
Oh, big boy. G with 2. Or Gregg with 2 G's. Cool. Notable figures. That's fun. Hey, everyone listening, Google your hometown. Have some fun. Let us know in the comments what you find.
Throw whatever you want on there. That's how that works.
Yeah, and also make some adjustments to mine. Thank you. Good.
Shout out Strafford. What else is going on? We've, I really want to talk about this. How are you keeping up with this? I loved keeping up with this abroad, and we're maybe a little late to it. It's still going. I saw it was live. Johnny Depp, Amber Heard case. This is good entertainment. This has been viewed more than any Johnny Depp movie combined.
Yeah. Because a lot of this trial is about like her saying things to gain more work. Johnny Depp, because of this, losing work. And it's like, I mean, you're getting what you both wanted right now. Mm-hmm. You were getting your name in the headlines.
You sure are. I mean, could he win an Oscar for this? I mean, the box office numbers have to be insane.
What does the Academy grade and where do they draw the line? Is it at judges? Are there judges present? I don't know. I don't know how judges work.
I don't know how it works. whose side are you on?
I think America's side, justice's side. I'll wait till I hear a verdict, and then I'll tell you whose side I'm on.
That's what I'm talking about. We trust that. We are big. Say what you want about this podcast, but we are pro...
due process, guys.
Big due process, guys.
Yeah, really into
jury of your own peers. Shout out... Katie got jury duty recently, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah.
And she was late running out the door, which she always does, which I love.
It's a fun thing.
And she finally goes, and she calls me. She's like, well, I was late and I walked in. They're like, we already got it. You're good for 3 years. She's like, see, being late isn't always that bad.
That's how it's done.
And so I put her through a 2-week trial to teach her a lesson. So she got out of it. But dude, I'm really enjoying I'm deep in the TikToks with this.
Yeah.
It's been hilarious. You know, they're professional entertainers, so it's excellent. They're like prosecuting him. I think that's the word. They're like, Johnny, you and Miss Hurt, you'd say you guys are about the same size, yes? And he goes, I screwed it up.
Dang it.
They said, you're significantly bigger than Miss Hurt, wouldn't you agree? He goes, I wouldn't say that. And it like pans over to her and she's like fuming and he's trying not to laugh. Great burn. It was a great little burn.
You're significantly bigger than her. Not anymore.
Define significant.
Not recently.
but the highlights are, I guess she threw a bottle at him and nearly cut his finger off.
Okay.
She defecated on his side of the bed.
Okay. I see that headline a lot. I've never seen the clip of that, though. Like, the audio. What transpired? Like, how did this come about? Was it the judge's fault?
Was there an audio clip?
Oh, I don't know. How do we know this? How do we know this happened?
Oh, there was an audio clip, actually. You want me to play it for you?
I don't know. I've just seen the headlines.
You want me to play it?
Yeah,
here,
please.
I found it right here.
Yeah.
I don't like when you talk to me like that.
Okay, so...
And that's all they played. Which, you know, they were the they Heard's lawyers were kind of arguing, like, what does that really prove? But it's a pretty clear, I think it's obvious from the audio what she was doing.
And I liked the defense attorney's line after that. And he said, "You know what you just heard," kind of a play on words. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "That those are pooping noises." Crowd went nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, there's clips of she's calling him scissor hands. And he was scissor hands, wasn't he?
Yeah.
She's like, why is your finger bleeding? Thought they were made of scissors.
Wait, there's like home footage?
No, she didn't say that.
Oh, I was like, that's amazing.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I was like, is this how they talk to each other?
There are funny clips of her being like, oh, you're going to cry? You're going to cry now? It's like so mean. He seems like a sensitive fellow. She's like, oh, yeah, police. Yeah, call the police. Tell them a grown man wants his mommy. I mean, it's...
That sounds scary.
Do you imagine?
Oh, man.
Sweetie?
I should get more into it. Yeah, I mean, I see stuff come across my phone, and I watch some of it, but we're going on 3 weeks. I think they just closed 3 weeks of this trial going on, so there's a lot to take in, and I guess we're moving on to week four.
I slowly saw on YouTube it was, like, live this morning, so I don't know how long it goes on.
Some guy's just in there. He snuck a phone in. He's just live streaming on Twitch.
I don't know how it works, man. But it is good stuff. So we'll see. Yeah, we don't want to speak too soon. We want to see.
Let due process take its course and
due process.
Yeah, good.
Cool.
Can't wait for the next Pirates movie. Mm. Should be good. What else?
Should be good.
The girl from Dr. Phil, Catch Me Outside, how about that? Has made some money by posting to a website. In fact, she made $52 million this year on OnlyFans. How do you feel about that?
It's capitalism, man. she's a genius.
I think that's why people subscribe and they send her money because of how big her brain is. Yeah, they love her big brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're like, here, take it, invest it,
invest it.
You're smarter than I am.
Bank, basically.
It's better in your hands than mine. Yeah,
the returns are crazy.
Yeah, you used to get in fist fights with strange men at the age of 12. You were on Dr. Phil.
She has tapped into something very bizarre because
$50 million is so much
because a lot of gals are doing OnlyFans, teach their own. And
a lot of them are taking their clothes off. She is not.
She's not, I guess. She is very young. Maybe that's... She's very young. I don't know if there's not... There's. I don't know.
Maybe it's a Dr. Phil. Just Dr. Phil. Though. Just people love the show.
Yeah. Maybe Dr... Is he supporting it?
Maybe. We find out. Most of this came from one donor.
Should have invested. Yeah. Dr. Phil. Catch Me Outside. That is, I mean, I guess kind of sad, but... I mean, $50 million is so much money. She could just be like, just log out and go live her life.
I mean, she's done. If she wants to be done, she could be done. Like, that's, I think last year, Patrick Mahomes signed like the biggest contract in the NFL ever. And it calculated out to $50 million a year. I remember being like, whoa, that's crazy. Everyone's doing all the stats. I'm like, he makes this much every 5 minutes. He makes $100 every second. That's her.
I remember Adam Schefter was like, he makes almost as much as Bad Baby. And people are like, that is impressive. That's
those are
crazy.
Advanced analytics right there. Advanced metrics.
It is fascinating what like a free market can create. You know, it's like, you know, Patrick Mahomes is just really good at sports. He's worked hard and he has the, you know, some of the most pressure on him in America. And she was on Dr. Phil for
being a troubled teen.
The scum of the earth. And now she makes more money than any of us will. America.
I think the real winner here is OnlyFans.com. I mean, that, like, she shared screenshots of her earnings. They made $10 million off of her.
That's true.
That's just a website. I mean, they didn't do anything.
Yeah, if she's really leveling up, she needs to get on her own platform.
Yes, badbaby.org. Well, maybe,
that's what we should do. Hey, we have your domain ready?
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't support that.
Actually,
second thought, I don't know.
Hold on a sec.
We just show up in Lamborghinis and stuff. And like, what business venture do you get into? Like, you ever watch Dr. Phil?
You ever watched it late at night?
Let me tell you something.
Anyway, I flew here first class.
Maybe we won't. We'll let her do her thing, but...
just kind of crazy. It's just an absurd amount of money. So, good for her.
Yeah. Proud of her.
Yep. Proud of her and...
50 million.
I'll DM her. I'll tell her I'm proud of her.
You gotta know... You gotta imagine some weird things are happening right now where the parents are like... They're you know, they're appalled. Their child's doing OnlyFans. They're like, well, Dad, I made $17 million last year. He's like,
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Doing what now? I just think it's strange. People, who's there's so many people paying for this.
Yeah, I don't like. Part of me is like intrigued by it, and then part of me is like, don't even think about it. Don't even let your mind wander into like how this is all functioning and working.
You're start one, and then you're gonna take your clothes.
And then next, you know, I'm a part of it because I'm intrigued by it, and then I'm earning tips, and then
and $12 million later,
it is fascinating though because what. What these men are paying for is free otherwise on, you know, elsewhere on the internet. Yeah, you know, it's just like,
come on, man.
This is so fascinating.
You gotta need monthly updates from this person.
Yeah. It's like how fun would that be if Patrick Mahomes, like for example, it's just like, you can't see my highlights on SportsCenter anymore. Or you know what? You can watch them all you want on SportsCenter, but on my website, you can pay for
naked.
Them.
Oh. All right, sorry. I didn't know where you were going with that.
Yeah, in
Patrick
a way,
Mahomes
sure.
With an interesting brand move.
Just like athletes are like, hey, you can see the same stuff anywhere else, but if you want to see it on a different website, you can pay me for it. People are like, sure, great, show us your feet.
And then they move so fast.
Then you have good footwork in the pocket, is what I meant.
Uh-huh.
And then they just earn all this money. Just start charging some weird stuff. Just make it exclusive.
That's weird.
I don't know.
How were your couple weeks?
They were good. You know, if you want to take another vacation again, I'd say, hey, you deserve it, man.
You deserve it, man.
Get on out of here. yeah, I played a lot of golf, but also we're productive. Brad and I got together. We shot a lot of videos for Jean Shorts with Derek. We also are still getting the girls' channel, Girls Gone Mild, up off the ground. So Trey kind of got out of the country as soon as we launched that channel. You know, I thought he was really into it. I thought he was excited about it. And then the timing was weird.
Go subscribe. I just got to know that we're going to get monetized.
So. Oh, cool. So there'll be at least one or two videos.
We'll get those up going. Yeah. That's fun. So, yeah, you guys did it was really fun to be out and about and just see a video get posted.
Yeah, I'm sure that was kind of cool. Yeah. Just seeing that the machine's still running.
Yeah.
Even when you're gone. And
y'all did an excellent job. What's up?
We work better when you're not here. Yeah.
Same, yeah. That's it. It was more effective, actually.
Yeah. What is that? Michael in the office. They're like, you don't need to be here, Michael. Like, nope. They actually work better when I'm gone. She's like, really? No, they actually work. Well, yeah. Because they have to make up for the time when I'm here or whatever. No, they work the same. They work the same whether
same,
I'm gone or here.
Promise.
There's no difference. Great. But yeah, it was fine. It was a good time.
Good.
Just chilled here. Didn't do much.
Good. Well,
yeah.
Thanks, Rectees. That was a fun episode. Glad to be back, and we're hitting the road. So
yeah, come see us. We're gonna be in the big City Apple, the big I don't know what big Granny Smith this weekend. So yeah. Come see us.
Among other places, Wilmington, Delaware.
That's what I was referring to.
Yeah, okay, you're safe. thanks, y'all. Subscribe, share, and we'll talk to you next week. Peace.
Direct opinion.